Got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show.
Yeah.
Before it starts, show, tell them, Keith, where can they go get some patriotic t-shirts and hats?
OfficialHawksTwins.com.
Yeah. Use discount code Delta. We get 20% off your purchase. Yeah. And also get a white privilege card or a race card or a brand new sign for the front yard to let every lefty know, hey, I got something faster than 911.
Yeah.
We got some new shows coming. HogsTwinsTour.com coming to Texas, California, Wisconsin, Indiana, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
All right, but anyway, we're going to talk about Cinderella. They got a new movie out.
I love Disney movies, man.
Man, that's Disney. I love me a Disney movie, man.
Man.
Cinderella, back in the day.
Yeah,
back in the day, like Lion King.
Yeah.
Oh, man, had nice life lessons inside of it.
Yeah.
That's true, man. But Amazon, they just came out with that version of Cinderella. It looks innocent right here.
Yeah.
Looks pretty safe to me. I'm going to go take the kids to watch it.
You ain't got to take the kids. It's on Amazon, man. Stay at home and watch.
Oh, this on Amazon, man. Ain't even got to go out. Ain't got to risk getting COVID. I can stay here. Look at Cinderella with the kids.
Yeah, but the back cover. Yeah, the back cover of the movie. You're like, hold up. What's the black fella in there for? And why the hell is he wearing a dress? This is Cinderella.
This is like a, man, somebody could mistaken this for like a dope film. I think we'll make a great cover.
Kind of dope film is this going to be?
Cinderella does the fairy godmother. Bet you gonna get a lot. Man, you gonna make all kinds of money with that.
Man.
Have the nice outfits on? You know, sex sells, man.
Why would Cinderella get with the fairy godmother? What if it's the guy?
Well, I'm talking about modern day times, man. You gotta spice it up, man. That'd be like a lesbian scene.
But anyway,
yeah.
Cinderella. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I get it.
No, that's actually incest, ain't it? I ain't down with that incest. That's...
Hey, Kevin, let me do some talk.
All right.
But anyway, the black guy.
Man, dude, what are you calling him black? Give him, he's got a name, man.
What's his name?
It's Billy Porter.
I don't care.
The black guy.
His name
to him, it's the black dude.
No, he's Billy, man. He's Billy Porter, man.
Look here, I like diversity in films, but why do you, the black dude, have to be the wearing a dress? This dude has actually replaced the old fat white woman as the fairy godmother.
Yeah.
That gal got a furry cross-dresser in the movie. Imagine you waiting for your fairy godmother and this dude shows up.
Say, hold up. Where's the fairy godmother? Well, you like damn fairy drag queen.
I'm calling the cops. What you do to her?
Now, see, that's why I don't like, what you call it?
This is propaganda, ain't it?
Nah, that's why I don't like affirmative action. This is proof it doesn't work. It's horrible. It's a horrible idea.
Well, sometimes it works. Sometimes.
Well, it didn't work in Cinderella. Pull that picture up of him with the... He's got his legs out and everything.
This is a very sexual pose, don't you
think? I think that's a very sexual outfit. Fairy godmother just wore like a damn blanket over. It was nothing sexual. Like cross-dressing? That's...
A very sexual thing. And y'all gonna expose this to kids?
That's like a...
A man putting on lipstick in a dress? I don't think it's right. I mean, maybe I'm just a bigot, but I think that's just a bit much for me.
Yes, and this is not for adults, this is for kids.
Yeah.
Cinderella?
Maybe it's an adult version.
That's like y'all coming out with the Seven Dwarfs.
You can't call them that anymore. That shit's...
Dwarf's fine. No, you just can't call them a midget.
Well, dwarfs is... That sounds even bad. That sounds worse. A damn dwarf?
Oh,
yeah.
Little
let's call them mini.
Little people.
Little mini-me's.
No, they little people.
Little people, that's it.
Well, I mean, you got, it's whatever. But anyway, fur of action does not work.
Well, it works, man. You got to have a black person at somewhere. You might as well put him in a dress. Kill two birds with one stone. Got a black woman and a black man.
Yeah, that's true. See, see how Hollywood treating y'all?
Hey, does this fair girl mother, does she have like special, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Special
powers.
Powers? Do she got like the cure for AIDS? Well, you know, HIV is a plague in LGBTQ
community.
It's more
predominant?
Yeah, it's predominantly.
You know why, don't you? I tell you why. Like, they say a straight man thinks about sex every 7 seconds. A gay man thinks about it every 7 milliseconds. That's like, and they just walk around just
oozing seminal fluid all day. I would say pre-cum, but I'm trying to get ass on this video.
Nuts tight?
Yeah.
They're very, like, gay people are, like, really sexual people. Like, at their parades, they're actually walking down the street jerking off. That's kind of crazy, right?
Man, you take it too far right there, man.
They do that?
Yeah. I just leave it at the seminal fluid. You got to talk about jerking off?
They're very sexual.
Some will walk around with the black leather chaps with their butt hanging out.
Yeah, they're very sexual.
See, nuts swinging and everything.
Swinging. If your nuts is swinging, something wrong with your nuts.
Yeah, gay dudes got big nuts.
Hey, man.
It's all that damn seminal fluid builder.
No, but gay people are like really sexual.
Gay men is the horniest animal on this planet. And it's no denying that.
Yeah.
You like cannot that, deny that.
Yeah, there's probably a gay person looking at this film right now just imagine me slamming my cock in his mouth. Very horny people.
Yeah. And I'm not being like...
That's not being mean. Gay people would tell you that.
Yeah,
they right there talking, smiling. You know what they're smiling about? Not that the conversation's like... They think about what they want to do to your ass. Very sexual people.
It's written all over the face.
Yeah, but that dress... can you pull that back up with the guy in the dress? Billy Porter? I mean, that's... I don't know. That's like very...
Where the hell is his toes?
Got some,
it's all that knot action at the top of his ankle.
I think it's like a flower or something.
A flower?
I mean, that you're making it like sexual. I mean,
automatically a man put on a dress, you're going to think about gay sex. It's just, that's involuntary.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's involuntary. That's just you could be the straightest Christian, the straightest, Muslim, you could be the straightest whatever, regardless of your religion. As soon as you see a man in a dress, you think of gay sex. That's involuntary. And you know I'm telling the truth. First thing that came to your head, how many mushroom tips have this?
Hey, but,
Hey, man, but you know what? I was going to boycott this movie, but I just got to watch this shit. I want to see what Billy does.
Yeah. I want him to see him come out there, wave his wand, and wear his little dress.
And you know what?
And he's got to be feminine. Why you got to be feminine? I mean,
he's non-binary.
Well, he's genderless. They say he's genderless.
There ain't no such thing as genderless, man.
Yeah, but I'm saying is, why is he so feminine if he's genderless? Because a man doesn't waving wands.
Yeah, man. Genderless, man.
That's anti-science.
What are you, a damn turtle? You laying eggs? A fish? Well, even some fish are.
Fish have sex?
I don't know.
Well, I've seen flies having sex. I know fish be doing it. You see, I've seen two flies flying in it. One, they like humping in the air flying. Crazy. Wish I could fly and do that.
Hey, man, I'm going to go look at the movie. I ain't going to lie. I'm going to look at it on Amazon. I just want, you know.
I'm going to watch with my kids. I'm going to show them how much propaganda is in this film.
Yeah. Politics shouldn't be in kids' movies.
Cinderella.
Yeah, Cinderella of all places. Hey, it shouldn't be in our schools. It shouldn't be in our movies. I mean, I'm going to use this as this is the perfect time for me to be super dad. Look here, son. You see that? Where you see that, son? It's a man in a dress, daddy. Smart as hell, son. Knew you'd get that shit from your daddy, right? I would say, He's trying to claim that he's neither man nor woman. He's genderless. He's non-binary.
Yeah.
Say, son, this man is very anti-science. That's what I'm going to tell my son.
Yeah. Yeah, but anyway, I ain't going to lie. I'm going to watch it. I mean, I just don't like how they force feed you all this gay stuff. Like, I was looking at Ozark.
Yeah.
And then they had this hillbilly getting down with the damn FBI agent.
Like, I know there's gay people living amongst us, but really, a gay FBI agent sucking off a hillbilly? Did he just arrest it?
And then there's another black FBI agent who's getting jealous because he's also getting with the gay FBI white guy. I'm glad when they electrocuted the gay hillbilly, I didn't have to see that no more. I said, thank God he killed him.
Electrocuted his ass.
Fry his ass. Fry his ass in a boat. I said, thank God he got rid of him. I was like,
he didn't even
look gay. Like the gay hillbilly, he didn't even look gay. You know, when you see a gay guy, you're like, wow, that dude's gay.
Yeah.
This dude, like, he was Johnny Cash with a bird and he's gay. I'm like, that don't even go together.
Well, there's some masculine people, man. You can't even tell. Like,
well, not
like, you know, the NFL player that got drafted by the Raiders? He's not feminine. He's like one of the best athletes on the field, man. You just homophobic. That's all.
Well, I never talked to him.
I looked at the video, man.
You seen a move. If you hang around him like for 5 minutes talking and drinking, you're like, yep, this dude's gay.
Well, he looks pretty masculine, though.
He looks masculine, but you can
see. He's defensive end, man.
Your gay
radar. He's like one of the best athletes on the field.
I get that, but your gay radar will go off if you spend 5 minutes with him.
You know how I can tell if a man's gay? How he looks at me. If his eyes light up like he just won $1 million and he's looking at me. Yeah, he's got some seminal fluid going. You can tell when a man's attracted. They can't hide that shit.
Yeah, just like a woman can't.
Yeah.
Like a woman can't.
Like when you see a woman, it's just naturally. You're like, whoa, man, I want to go. Man, I want to go inside of that. You can't hide that shit. You think you hiding, but they know.
You can cover it up.
They know.
No, you just come. Hey, that's a beautiful dress you got on.
Yeah, wow, your hair looks amazing. Wow, you look so beautiful today. He's pretty much telling you, man, I want to ram inside of you right now.
What you doing?
I'm close.
You gotta close. You gotta close off better than that.
I think you closed it off pretty good.
Hey, Billy. Hey, man. I'm not hating on you. I believe in freedom. You look beautiful in that dress.
Yeah.
What goes good with your skin?
What color is that? Bronze?
Yeah, it looks beautiful on his complexion, man.
Yeah.
It was a damn good show.
Yeah.
Mike Lindell, true patriot. He needs our help. Here's a man who started from nothing. Built a great company. Great products.
I mean, you can buy pillows, towels. You can even buy some stuff for your pets, for your dog.
I'm buying some stuff for my dog, Milo, and Ruby. We support people that have a great product and supports our country.
Yeah.
And they support freedom of speech.
Yeah, I don't support companies that don't support this country.
Yeah, I don't support companies that don't value other people's opinions. And the left is trying to destroy this man because he has a different opinion.
Yeah.
Just because he supported the president of the United States. So go to his website now.
Yeah.
Right? Use discount code HOGSTWINS.
Yeah.
Get a huge discount and you'll be supporting a patriot.
Yeah.
Don't forget, go to officialhoggstwins.com. Go to the Fight Censorship tab, hit the links, follow us on Telegram, follow us on Rumble, and follow us on YouTube. They haven't censored us there yet.
Yeah, they're actually being fair.
Yeah.
Go to officialhoggstwins.com and pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today. Hell, I'm even giving you 20% off. Just type in discount code Chinese virus. We call it Chinese because it's from China. We making t-shirts great again.
Yeah.